He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, September the 28th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, we have a little bit of lift coming out of the gate here. By the way, this is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is comprised of 30 stocks chosen by the Dow Jones Company. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 32 points right now. It's at 18,260 after a pretty good day after the debate yesterday, and it's following through a little bit here today. The S&P 500 right now is up about 2 points, put it at 2,161. The NASDAQ is up 5 points. That works out to 0.1%. Hard to get too excited, but it's better than being down. The NASDAQ is at 5,310. Crude oil is having a good day. Crude oil is up 1.5% or 68 cents per barrel. Crude oil is at $45.35 per barrel right now. Gold is down $3 an ounce. Gold is at $1,327 per ounce. Silver's down a couple of pennies, a couple of copper pennies. Silver is at 19.15. The euro is flat at 1.121. Had a pretty good day in the European markets, having a good day in the European markets so far. Deutsche Bank finally turning around in its stock chart. The 10-year yield is clear down to 1.55%. The bond market remains favorable for now. The Russell 2000 small cap index up 0.3%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've got a few, we have one economic report out today. And it has to do with durable goods. Just how durable are your goods? Well, durable goods orders were flat in August. So not a factor either way on either the economy or on what the Fed might do next. Will Deutsche Bank get a bailout? That seems to be the leading story here this morning. Deutsche Bank, which is a $17 billion bank, headquartered in Germany, also has how many branches? 2,790 branches in 70 countries. Well, they've had some capital issues here recently. The stock is up, however, 2.5% today, with the thought in mind that Deutsche Bank would receive a bailout if things continue to get worse. Deutsche Bank's biggest problem is the U.S. wants them to write a check for $14 billion made payable to, I don't know, I guess the Treasury of the U.S. I don't know if there's any commissions involved there or any bonuses involved there with the government officials who went after Deutsche Bank as one of the culprits in the mortgage debacle of 2008, and that's creating some problems at Deutsche Bank because if they write the check, they're going to be a little thin on euros over there in Germany. Oil is having a nice day, especially the day after Goldman Sachs downgrades oil. That's usually the way it works. Oil is up today. There was an inventory report that came out after the close of the market yesterday that showed that there was a slight build in oil or a slight draw in oil inventories. And this morning we will get the EIA petroleum inventory report, which is the official word on either a drawdown or a build in oil supplies worldwide. There will be a flurry of Fed speakers today. Now, there's probably the biggest factor on the market today. We've got Miss Yellen testifying in her semi-annual testimony before the House today. And then later this afternoon, three different Fed governors will be speaking. And that could cause some jitters in the market, especially if one of them sounds extraordinarily hawkish. The market doesn't like those hawkish tones. Instead, it likes the cooing, dove-like tones that come from Miss Yellen as she speaks to the House today. Citigroup is not a fan of Disney buying Twitter. You know what? I wouldn't, if I was a Disney shareholder, and I'm not right now, although I do my share of donating to the Disney cause with four little grandchildren that are all girls. Yes, they do like their Frozen, and they do like their Mickey. You know, Mickey, I'm surprised how much Steven's little girl, who's a little over 1 year old now, just loves Mickey Mouse, the Mickey Mouse Club, which, of course, has been freshened, and it's new. I need to listen in sometime. I hope they're not drilling politically correct ideas into a little children's head here these days. I'll tell Steven, why don't you listen in sometime? Make sure they're not indoctrinating these little children. But the Disney name continues, and I don't think Disney and Twitter, I don't think that's a good marriage at all myself. But we'll see. Disney's can do whatever they want to do. Cisco's going to invest $4 billion in Mexico. Well, you know, Mexico has got a lot of infrastructure needs. I've spent my share of time in Mexico over the years. Being so close to the Mexican border, maybe 30 minutes on a good day, 45 minutes maybe on a good day to cross into Tijuana and to head further south into the port of Ensenada, where I've spent some time. Best fish tacos anywhere. In fact, I think that's probably the invention of the fish taco happened in Ensenada. You know, if you're ever in Ensenada, you go to the open-air fish market where the fishermen bring in their wares daily, their catch, and they cook them up right there. And there's a myriad of little stands, and each little stand has about five or six giant bowls of condiments to load up your fish taco with. Wonderful, the smells that arise from that fish market, smoking fish, frying fish, everything you can imagine. And then if you ask the right guy, hey, over here, there's always a little ice chest full of big lobsters, live lobsters somewhere. Oh, man, I love it. And then you go further south, there's San Quintín, where there's some great fishing. There's some islands out there. That's probably about 4 hours from our border. And then my little place where I like to go, I haven't been down there for a while, La Paz, Mexico, the capital of Baja. And then you go to the tip, to the magical city of Cabo San Lucas. Now that's Baja. Then there's the mainland where you've got Puerto Vallarta, or you can go on the other coastline to Cancun. Mexico's got some great, great areas to visit. Cisco investing $4 billion. The internet can be a little shaky down there, I'll tell you that. Wedbush downgrades Google to an underperform. You know, I've been watching Google stock here recently. I like the internet sector a lot. I like the market a lot. I'll explain to you why here in a bit. But I haven't seen much activity out of Google, which is now known as Alphabet. All right? Let's not forget that. Greece adopts fresh austerity measures. Well, we're going down the same road as Greece. Get ready for austerity, all you retirees, at some point in time, because we're on an unsustainable path like Greece. We are entitlements are growing at 2.5 times the pace of economic growth in America. That's unsustainable. Well, Greece is adopting fresh austerity measures over there. More pain for the retirees. Elon Musk outlines plans to colonize Mars. You know, I would think that SolarCity shareholders would be more interested in him working on making SolarCity profitable again instead of planning, putting out plans to colonize Mars. But, you know, hey, give it to Elon. He's a dreamer. And he's fascinated with his rocket ships and his SpaceX and his Tesla electric cars and his Solar City panels that dot a lot of the roofs of California and other states. Well, let's go to Mars. Maybe we can send Elon to Mars or some other people. I could think of a lot of politicians I'd like to send to Mars. Let them colonize Mars. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's see. Tempur-Pedic down 23%. How was your night's sleep last night? If you own Tempur-Pedic, you woke up pretty grumpy this morning, down 23%. Hey, when we come back, I want to hear the millennial. The millennial, my son, just got his iPhone 7, and I want to hear a quick review of it, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And look who I've got here. I've got the other half of Sanford and Son. Some people say you look more like Rob than you look like me. I don't know how that works. But,
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, well, but you got your good looks from me. We all know that. Hey, okay, I'm checking out a story here today, and I want your opinion on this. The rumor is that Apple is upping its orders because of the demand for the iPhone 7. Okay, now okay. Let's take a look at Apple stock today. Pretty good.
Yeah, look at that.
Apple's up 1%. It's up $1.13. It's at 114, and we're going to call that a breakout. Okay, because look back here, 112 was the old high if you were to draw a line there. So we have a breakout in Apple stock. But having said that, we're looking for 10% less in earnings this year from Apple versus last year. That's not my cup of tea. And next year, we're looking for only 8% growth in Apple's earnings. But there's some excitement in Apple. Apparently, the iPhone 7. Okay, hold up your iPhone.
I wonder if those estimates were before all the Apple orders they got for their new phone.
You know, they keep them pretty current. Okay. So I got to believe that that's reflecting right now. Now, the analysts may be a little low. Maybe they have underestimated, like you say, the demand and the for the iPhone 7. I know that they cost the same. This costs the same as my iPhone 6.
Yes.
But they're costing Apple more money to produce. Okay, did you realize that?
I figured there's another camera on the back.
Well, sure. So there's more features.
Yes. Okay,
and they're selling them for the same price, so they're obviously taking a hit on their margins. Okay, so here's my iPhone 6. There's your iPhone 7. They're exactly the same.
I got the black version. I don't have a case on.
No, I have a case on mine. All right, now tell me, what are the main differences between the two?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a simple guy.
Like me, I'm just a simple guy.
So I don't notice the big differences in the phone. The main reason I got the new phone was A, I had a two-year-old phone, and B...
Oh, heaven forbid, 2 years old. Was it wearing out?
It was starting to get a little
slow. Was it not ringing anymore?
And it's waterproof and splash-proof.
So okay.
I have a one-year-old daughter, and I figured it might be okay for her to suck on it now.
I've destroyed one phone. I woke up one morning, and I was shaving, and I knocked my phone into the basin. I immediately plucked it out of there, and it worked. It worked for about 10 minutes, and then it went blue. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's a slow meltdown. All of a sudden, wow.
With this one, that won't happen. I haven't tested it because I'm a little afraid
I wouldn't test
it. But I've seen videos of people holding it underwater using it. So
well, we'll go diving.
I'll believe the videos.
We'll go diving for octopus after work today. I hear there's some off of Oceanside. We'll dive down to 100 feet with our tanks and everything, and we'll see if your iPhone makes it back. Remember one time I was fishing off of Oceanside in my boat, and I bent over to either gaff a fish or net a fish, probably to repair a propeller.
Yeah,
more than likely. It's usually something wrong. Find out where the smoke's coming from, something like that. And I had my iPhone. I didn't have an iPhone then. I had one of those nice, who's the company in down Texas? Not Texas Instruments. Motorola. I had a nice Motorola blue flip phone. Really nice.
One
metallic.
Of the Razors? The old Razors?
Razor. Yeah. And I fell out of my pocket into the ocean, and I watched it slowly descend. And there was no way I'm going in after it. And that's how I lost my first phone. And for a while there was a halibut answering my phone saying, "Don't eat it, Joe's." Anyways, okay, so it's waterproof. All right. Yeah. So am I going to run out and get a new phone because it's waterproof?
There's a couple other features to it. So it has speakers at the bottom, like
yours. Okay.
And now it has speakers at the top as well, so it creates a stereo sound, which is a little different. It kind of sounds like you're listening to it in a can on
your
phone.
You know what? I play my music all day long pretty much.
Like it,
so I want to hear the difference.
Okay.
You know Pandora. I use Pandora. Mm-hmm. You know my stations like Neil Young and Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead and all that. I want to hear the music coming from your little... Remember the... Look, we used to have... I had a stereo in my room that was this big. And the speakers were bigger than me. You know, they were half the size of me. And now you're saying that this little thin wafer produces sound? Like, I got to hear that. Okay.
All right, let's...
Now, that would compel me enough. If you have really good stereo sound, that would compel me enough to go get one. Okay, there's a little Cinnamon Girl, which I've seen him perform live in his younger days. Now he just gets up and rants.
Comes out of both ends?
Yeah, I want to hear that. Later today when I'm working, all right, bring that in.
All right.
Now Neil Young just gets up and rants against Monsanto. He has got it in for Monsanto? That guy, it's funny. He's hanging around with that Daryl Hannah. You know, he left his wife, and now they're chaining themselves to trees and whatnot. All right, okay, now the other big feature.
So that was a big one for me. I like that.
That
I like good sound.
That could do it for me. That could put me over the top, being the music lover that I am.
And they did take out the headphone jack, which is, it gave them more space to make a bigger battery, which is nice.
Well,
when
I go for my walk, though, I listen to my buds. I put
the
buds in my ears.
Yeah, so it plugs into this little lightning port now.
Okay, where you charge your phone.
Right, so you cannot charge it and listen to music at the same time. That's kind of a problem.
That's a problem for me.
But the battery lasts longer, so maybe you don't need to do it as much.
All right.
It's a faster processor, so everything moves faster.
Yeah, okay.
The dual cameras on back. It's supposed to take better pictures.
I'm not a
big picture taker, though.
That has to cost Apple more money to put in dual cameras and those extra speakers.
Yeah, that wasn't a huge selling point for me. But my wife likes it.
She likes
dual cameras.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, it takes better pictures.
Well, is one camera for close up and one for?
I think it takes two pictures at the same time, and it combines them to create a sharper and more perspective picture. That's
well, we'll have to print one out and see.
Yeah, we'll test it.
You and I will take a picture. We'll both take a picture of the same subject.
Okay.
And then we'll print one out on nice photographic paper from each phone, and we'll compare the difference, and we'll report back on what we find in the camera. Anyways, Apple stock, I don't own Apple stock. You know, I don't see it as the growth engine that it once was. I don't see it growing like Amazon's growing. I don't see it growing like Alibaba's growing. It used to, okay? It used to be a great growth stock. But in my opinion, there comes a time. Did you have to camp out overnight to get this phone?
I ordered it the second it came out online.
Okay, you ordered it.
But it was a little late. I didn't get it the day it came out because a lot of people were in front of me.
And there was plenty of demand for the iPhone 7, so we'll just have to see.
Their
technology
is still behind other competitors. It's
really?
Just they have the name iPhone.
Android is ahead of Apple?
The Samsung Galaxy is much more advanced.
Well, I'm going to get a Samsung Galaxy then. Okay, the Apple will report earnings in 4 weeks.
Okay.
And we'll find out then. All right, that's Stephen Gunderson reporting in on the iPhone 7. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Oh, I'm here by myself again, just me and my fishing pole. Yes, I've got my little six-pound test trout rod with me today. I was doing my walk along the coastline yesterday here in Carlsbad. We're just one block from the ocean. And I looked out at that ocean. I said, look how pretty that is. It's glass. There's no waves at all. It's just like a lake. And this is a good time of year in San Diego for surf fishing, where you get down there and you wade out a little ways. You hope that a shark doesn't nibble off a toe or two, because then you'll walk crooked from then on. But the surf fishing, we're going to find out tonight. I saw a few beds of sand crabs. When the waves recede, the sand crabs dig themselves into the sand and bury themselves, and the surf fish love to feed on those sand crabs. So I spotted a few sand crab beds, and we'll try to collect some of those in a bucket for some bait. Maybe we'll catch dinner tonight. We'll see. All right. I am extremely bullish on the market right now. You say, how can you be bullish? I'm a numbers guy. It's pretty exciting for me to finally see earnings growth returning to the market. We've had 2 years of flat growth in the market, and that's caused for a flat market over the last 2 years, along with a couple of really big scares over the last 2 years. But now, as I reported in my newsletter over the weekend, we're looking for about 10 to 13% growth in earnings next year versus this year. There's no guarantees that that will come in at that number, but the market trades on anticipation. The market trades on expectations. And as long as those expectations are where they are, the market's going to continue to head towards those expectations. I think a lot of people right now are a little standoffish about the market, and I think the biggest reason being is 6 weeks from now we'll have an election. Personally, I don't think either way it's going to really impact the market that much. Trump is seen as more as a rock the boat kind of guy. But Trump's also a businessman. If he were to get in, he's not going to make monetary policy. He's not going to make fiscal policy. He's going to have a Senate and a Congress that would work with him. I mean, the theory is that if he were to win, he would probably have all three, the Senate and the House and the executive branch, in line with each other on the Republican side, and they could probably get some things done, which haven't been done for a long time. On the other hand, if Ms. Clinton were to win, it's probably more of the same, which the market would be happy with. So I think you got to kind of wade through the smokescreen out there and the worries. There's always worries in the market. Always. If it's not a presidential election, it's a potential terrorist attack. And if it's not a terrorist attack, it's Fed speak. And if it's not Fed speak, it's durable goods orders. There's always something to worry about. I like to cut through all the smoke and all the haze and go to the bottom line. We're looking for the biggest jump in earnings next year in the last several years. That is extremely bullish for the market. And I pointed out in my newsletter all the breakouts that are taking place right now, mostly in the go-go areas of the market, especially the NASDAQ and the small cap indexes. So, you know, if you're standing on the sidelines, generally speaking, when there's the most worry out there, it's one of the better times to be investing. And I'm finding lots of opportunities here and there. Of course, I'm very happy with what I own right now. Amazon is my largest holding. It continues to break out to new all-time highs. I bought Amazon when it was $377 per share. At the time, my price target on Amazon was $750. Well, now Amazon's over $800. And I still have a much higher target price on Amazon than I had a year ago because their earnings continue to explode to the upside. And I have other large holdings. I still say that the best trend in the market this year, and I predicted that it would be, is online shopping. You know, we just had a millennial here, a real millennial who's in the center of the millennial population. Millennials, you know, if you ask Stephen, Stephen, are you going to stop by Walmart on the way home and pick something up, you know, something that you need? No, he'll say, I've already ordered it on Amazon. That's just the way it is. And now us adults even, you know, I need a new little refrigerator for my office here. I have a choice. I can drive out to Fry's Electronics, which is about 20 miles from here, and a lot of traffic and a lot of stop signals, stop signs and traffic signals between here and there. Or I can do a few clicks on my Amazon Prime account and have it delivered probably by tomorrow. Which would you prefer? Well, I still think that online shopping is one of the biggest trends in the entire stock market. If you look at that sector, online shopping versus big box department store shopping, what are we seeing at the big box retailers? What are we seeing at Macy's? They're closing stores. What are we seeing at Nordstrom's? We just lost our Nordstrom's downtown San Diego. Could have something to do with homeless people sleeping in the elevator that takes you up to the Nordstrom's. I don't want to be insensitive to homeless people, but I think there ought to be some kind of policing done, you know, to keep them out of the Nordstrom's elevators. I think that hurts business in the long run. And I've seen that downtown mall just continue to deteriorate to where maybe they'll tear it down at some point in time. I remember when it was the Cutting Edge Mall. Horton Plaza, designed by famous architect from New York, Michael Graves. That's another part of the problem. It's not very user-friendly. I get lost every time I go there. All the stairways and little pathways that lead to here and lead to there. I can never find my car when I'm done. No wonder I just make a few clicks on Amazon Prime. It's a heck of a lot easier. But let's not forget that Amazon's not the only game in town. I've had on the creator of the iBuy ETF, which has about 30 stocks in it that are other forms of online retail. Stamps.com, for instance, is part of that index. Now, that thing came public at $25 per share, iBuy. It's the Amplify Online Retail Index. By the way, he sent me a shirt for having him on about a year ago. That's how I get my whole wardrobe. I either go to a Padre games on free t-shirt night, or somebody sends me a shirt like this one, and I create a wardrobe out of it. Anyways, Amplify is now $27.60 per share from its $25 list price back in April. There's a lot of other players in the online shopping space. I featured a stock over the weekend in my newsletter that takes advantage of a couple of the hottest trends in the entire market. I'm thinking I'm going to save the featured stock for tomorrow. I only got a few minutes left here in this segment. But it combines a couple of hot trends in the market right now. Online shopping, which is dwarfing department stores. They're closing stores while Amazon continues to take over the world. And other online companies, let's not forget there's an online shopping company, a dominant one, the second largest tech stock in China by the name of Alibaba. Another big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. Another stock that is at or near new all-time highs. I mean, is it going to come to the point where there's no more strip malls? Yeah, I mean, about the only thing I see in the strip malls anymore in San Diego are taco shops and dry cleaners. That's about it. If you're a little mom-and-pop shop selling hardware, you've been pretty much wiped out by Home Depot. If you're a little mom-and-pop shop selling other stuff, it's just hard to compete. It's hard to compete with online shopping. You're getting a better price. It's being delivered to you. You don't have to fight for that parking spot in that little strip mall. And then, of course, the big malls these days, it seems like there's not a weekend that goes by that I don't hear about a shooting or a knifing at a mall in Seattle or a mall in Minnesota. Online shopping is a very, very playable trend in this market. In fact, one of the hottest trends in the entire marketplace. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperle. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. All right, I got my fishing pole here. Maybe later this evening we'll get out. But in the meantime, I'm going to go through my database today of 4,500 stocks. I pick through it very carefully. I look for the top-ranked ones. I look at the charts of those stocks. I look at anything that might be a catalyst for them. And I always consider, do I need to maybe replace one that I currently own? I have not made many changes here recently. Pretty happy with what I have. And I remain very, very bullish on the market right now. I went through those reasons in my newsletter once again this weekend, which has had a buy signal on the market since March 27th, 2009, when I said a new bull market has been born. And I continue to believe that that bull market is in place, and I'm very bullish right now. In fact, more bullish than I've been in quite some time. Here's the reason why. It's bottom line. It's numbers. It's as simple as that. In 2014, we made $118 per share in the S&P 500, which was about the same as the previous year. This year, we're going to make about $118 per share. That's a very difficult environment to try to make money in, when you have flat earnings and some massive sell-offs along the way. Well, now I'm finally seeing some real green shoots and some real potential for record earnings next year. It's already began. We're now in the fourth quarter of 2016, and we're expected to see earnings growth of about 5.7%. in this current quarter versus the same quarter last year. That's very meaningful. And next year versus this year, we're expected to see 10 to 13% growth in earnings next year versus this year. And a lot of that is because of the recovery in the energy stocks. The energy stocks, the oil stocks, are doing a lot better. They had to slash and burn. They had to slash payroll. They had to slash capital expenditures. They had to slash overhead, do whatever they could do to survive. In some cases, they had to sell off assets or they had to combine with other companies. But now that oil has come up from $26 per barrel to $45 per barrel, that's going to help the earnings and the bottom line of the oil stocks. And then along with the other sectors in the market, once again, we're looking for about 10 to 13% growth in earnings. That's the most favorable that we've had over the last several years. And I'm looking for the superior returns to come from the more go-go areas of the market. We're already seeing that. We're seeing on a daily basis almost new all-time highs by Amazon, new all-time highs by Baba. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to hit new highs every day. They're going to have corrections. But you can look at my five-year target prices on a lot of these leading stocks and how much higher they are than where they are today. I'm also very bullish on the market because of technical reasons. I don't think you can leave out technical analysis. Valuation is very important. That's the main reason. That's the biggest reason I'm bullish, is because of the expected growth in earnings next year versus this year. That's valuation, fundamental reason. Technical reasons, we're seeing a breakout. We saw a liftoff again last week in the NASDAQ. I showed it graphically. I put a big blue arrow to that breakout. That's a five-year breakout, not just a one-minute breakout or a five-minute chart breakout. That's a five-year breakout. If you're not getting the newsletter and at least looking at the pictures every week, you can learn more from looking at the pictures of the market. Then when the next pundit comes on TV and tries to tell you why you should be cautious right now, you can at least have another opinion out there. You can at least have some evidence that's been presented to you, some facts that have been presented to you. You know what I hear a lot on the financial channels? I hear a lot of opinions. You know, a lot of times opinions aren't based on fact. We learn that in politics all the time, don't we? Opinions aren't based on the underlying facts. Oh, well, sometimes those dirty little nasty facts get in the way of people's opinions. Somebody who's had the opinion over the last 6 or 7 years that this market should go to hell in a handbasket has been wrong because the nasty little facts have overcome their opinions. And I find in life that some people are so opinionated that they have a difficult time admitting that they're wrong. There's people that I know that never could admit that they're wrong. Some in high places. Some all over the place, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whether it's in the criminal justice field, people that have done wrongdoings, they're never going to admit that they were wrong. But the facts right now point to a much higher market down the road. Now, what's going to get in the way of most people? Fear. There's a little bit of extra fear right now. There's a big unknown. We're down to two people. One will be the next leader of the free world. But I really don't think that either one of them would have much of a harmful effect on the bull market, which has now been going since March of 2009. The longest bull market of all time was 15 years. We're now in the eighth year of this bull market. The average bull market, however, is closer to 5 years. So we could be towards the end of this bull. I don't think so, not based on the numbers that are out there. We could still have a few more years left. We'll take it a day at a time. My income account, which I have for older people, more conservative types of investors, is very tightly managed by myself and the help that I get. It currently has an average yield of about 8%. I was talking to someone the other day, got about $500,000 that he would like to get a little bit of income off of. Well, you know, you could set it up. We set up this all the time with Scott Trade to send a check every month to this person. And I determine a safe amount, you know, that or amount that I would recommend taking without digging into your principal too much. Your principal is going to fluctuate, obviously, but there's some pretty good dividends to be had if you're creative in this environment. Well, we're money managers here. That's my main gig. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.